most important issues of the day. This is the Rick Smith Show.
You know, we hear all these stories about people in the Trump administration getting berated in public for working for the administration. You know, all around Sarah Huckabee Sanders getting chucked out of the Red Hen, which next time I'm in the area, most certainly going to stop in and have dinner there and leave a very nice tip for the folks who work there, because courage right there. But not only that, you had Pruitt when he was still the head of the EPA before he got ousted. He got, you know, basically berated by, I shouldn't say berated, she was very respectful. That school teacher saying, you know, hey, you're screwing with the country, you're screwing with the world with your policies. You know, also you go through, you know, Stephen Miller, I guess, threw out like $80 worth of sushi because, you know, one of the wait staff had, you know, had chided him. You know, and then there was the famous one with that Christian Nielsen, you know, leaving the Mexican restaurant, you know, all of that. Now we find out that, well, the face of the Trump administration there, the Kellyanne Conway, I guess her husband gives it to her worse than anybody could possibly give anyone else in public. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you have a marriage where you're that divided. Just very bizarre to me. But I always wondered about that Mary Matlin and James Carville. It's just one of those weird dynamics. Anyway, here to talk about what's going on around the world in Washington, D.C., Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So what do you think? I mean, could you exist in a marriage like that where you're completely polar opposites and then, you know, obviously bickering at each other?
Yeah, I sort of had one. We weren't both in politics. I used to see James Carville and Mary. I would see them out at places, you know, and it was always interesting. I mean, I'd talk to them. I thought it was always interesting. I thought at first it was a fake thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not. It's not. I mean, they were polar opposites.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how that dynamic doesn't turn into good on them because they've figured it out because they've been together for a while. But I don't know how you get past that bickering during the daytime leading into the night. Just don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you leave politics at the door.
If you can. But, you know, if you're talking about what you do all day long, then what do you talk about?
True.
You know, what'd you do, honey? Well, you know, I made up a bunch of lies from, you know, of how we're destroying the environment, and I don't know how you do that. Don't know how you do it. Anyway, after today's Supreme Court nomination, Trump's leaving the country. I've seen a lot of reports of saying, well, you know, people on the international stage, they don't really take him all that serious. I'm worried that they do.
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, his numbers bump. He does good overseas, and I think that's because when American presidents go overseas and if they're berated at all, he gets a little bit of sympathy back home that, you know, that how dare those foreigners do that. There's a little bit of that. But in Trump's case, I think something that is working weird to his side is that the expectation level of the leaders for Donald Trump is way down low.
Right.
So if you have an expectation level that's higher, say for Obama or say for, George Bush, okay, then things are expected and there's a certain amount that they have to reach of confidence and issues. If the expectation level is low, it's like, okay, can we get out of here without having a fight with him?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm serious.
I think that's where it's at.
Yeah. I don't know the expectation level was all that high with Bush. I remember it being very low.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously higher than with Trump, but still kind of low.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the permit for the blimp in the UK?
No, I heard about it. I figure that there'll be some tweet in reference to the Muslim mayor of London, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Some type of tweet. Although I must say, look, he's being countered by the Queen and the Prime Minister because the United Kingdom is literally trying to charm him. They're taking him to some kind of place that no president's been there for dinner and, you know, on and on and on. Taking him away from the protests at Downing Street. I was very interested to see, above everybody, that the United Kingdom is just kind of trying to get through this, I would say.
Putting on the charm offensive.
Really? Yeah, they have. I mean, the others aren't. And he and Merkel will just be, you know, not good. He seems to go after her quite a lot. But when it comes to the United Kingdom, I think they just kind of want to get through it.
Yeah, it's like any punishment. I guess you just try and work your way through. But the Chinese, did. You know, you treat them real nice, a bunch of pomp and circumstance, have little children dance, do whatever, and maybe he doesn't attack you. Maybe then, the plan is by the UK going, you know what, well, we don't want to be the one. Let Germany be the one. Let him go after them.
I mean, the Saudis do this, too. They had TV screens X amount of feet with his picture on them. The Saudis did that. So with Trump's ego, I think that's the way you probably do it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You kiss his behind, you do all you got to do.
He likes combat. He loves combat. He does.
Yeah, you don't fire him up. But here's the thing. He's been going after NATO the whole time, which you got to think Putin's just thrilled with. How do you have a NATO summit where one of the main people are tearing into it?
Mm-hmm. Now, the NATO thing is interesting because he was quoting we were at 75%, which we actually are not, in the payments. Now, we are at 22-some% of NATO, and there are two separate types of payments. And, yes, some of the countries have not upped 2% of their gross national product used for defense, et cetera. So, but it's interesting to see Trump's line, which is economic, and that has turned him against NATO because they're not paying more. I mean, it's not to do with, the cause as much as the money. He wants more money into NATO. I just thought it was kind of fascinating. Now, they have not done in NATO what the United Nations has done, which is extreme parties and wasting that kind of money. They just haven't done that in NATO.
Yeah. It's a shakedown. And other presidents have done it too, calling for other countries to pay more. But don't you think by having the lion's share, it gives us a much louder voice there? I mean, we basically do whatever we want.
Well, sure. It's NATO, and we're the prime player.
So by tearing it apart, you're kind of tearing that weak coalition apart anyway.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, NATO, we have to have NATO. We all know that.
Well, do we?
Except maybe he doesn't.
I mean, I've got some right-wing friends who go, scrap all of it. Get rid of the United Nations. Get rid of NATO. Get rid of all of it. And I'm going, really? Because they go back to the George Washington thing. We should stay clear of foreign entanglements. I go, but that doesn't mean, ignoring everything around you.
Right, correct.
That's crazy. Just nuts. Just nuts. So what do you think is going to happen when he meets with Merkel?
Well, I think it's going to be, obviously not pleasant. I think it's going to be combative. She's a bit weak back home. He knows that. He'll take advantage of it. I don't think it's going to be like the most horrible meeting on earth, but I just think it's going to be extremely unpleasant. And, Germany's an ally, so it's not going to be comfortable.
Will we get another great picture of her, towering over him, her hands on the table with that scorned look on her face?
I don't know. Those were some good photo ops.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I guess that's the best we can hope out of all this. Because you're right. There was part of me that goes, I wish no one would protest him. I mean, because to me, that would probably be the best thing that could happen. Everyone just ignore him. Nobody show up.
It's easy to patronize in foreign situations. It really is. And you know that with. Back home, you say, well, they're taking advantage of us and it's a foreign country and they don't respect our workers and, on and on and on. But we have some of these countries where we've had historic alliances. And I think we have to be careful with those countries, how we, manage and approach them and how we deal with them. We can have our differences, but we've got to be very, very careful because we've had long alliances.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem that I have is, while he screws this up, how many generations, how long is it going to take to undo the damage that they're doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's it is what it is. So,
they do.
So let me ask you this, because as we look at this trip, what do you think the possibility or the worst possibility that comes out of this is?
Well, for President Trump, I think the Putin meeting.
Yeah.
Of the entire trip, if you ask me, yeah, he might fight Merkel. He might do some things at the NATO. But I think the Putin meeting, I think that has to be delicately handled. And, you know, I think that's the riskiest part of this entire ballgame for him overseas.
So what are we kind of thinking? Because, you know, will there be a one-on-one meeting, do you think? Because you know, some of the memes back here are going to be, you know, Trump's the puppet, and, you know, the puppet master is, you know, giving him marching orders and all that.
There's going to be a one-on-one. I just think that we have more to lose than Putin does.
Yeah.
You know, and how do they play this? And then the nature of this whole thing going on with Russia, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Think about this for a second. If you spelled it out and said, look, I mean, just literally leveled it out to the public and said, look, I know what you're thinking. Putin and me and, you know, we're all colluding. Well, you know what? Our two countries are about to potentially go into this hot box against each other, and I don't care. If you laid it out like that, you know, it might be palatable, but it's not going to be laid out at that. It's like two chest thumping, you know, whatever, titans, and that's not laid out the right way, and it doesn't achieve anything, I think.
No, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's bring it back home finally. I guess Trump, you know, signed some executive orders today, going after his favorite punching bag, and that is federal unions.
Right. You know, you carried a lot on the Janus decision, and that was a strike at labor in the last 10 days here or so with the Supreme Court decision, of course, basically allowing for right to work across the country with the public unions. And now, from May, when they were putting together rules, the president implements the rules today in executive orders, which basically part of them, the big part that the unions are going to now sue, of course, but is that as a person, as a union representative, then there's going to be a criteria by the White House to say to the agencies, you know, you need to document their time. What are they doing with their time? In other words, they're federal employees. Are they doing work? Are they doing union activities? Well, I mean, I think we have to be cognizant that, you know, if you want to talk to your union rep, you can't wait till 5 o'clock and the traffic's all running out of, you know, out of the building.
Right. And this is one of those things that was negotiated. So what he's
correct.
Actually doing is he's usurping the contract. And breaking look, if you want,
contract.
And this has always been my view on this, if you want to do something about, you know, how much time, you know, stewards and representatives take in investigating grievances, handling the grievances with frontline management, and ultimately arbitrating them. If you really have a problem with that time, the time to address that is when you're sitting at the negotiating table bargaining the next contract. It's not something I believe you can do with executive order. And I think this is something that will see a lawsuit, will see, you know, court action. My other fear is that Trump's packed the court with crazy people, and you lose on that end, too.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a lot more to this because they're going to implement it, and there's going to be a lot of workplace arguments over this one. You know, documenting time and who did you talk to. I mean, it's a lot of problems on this one.
Yeah, and then it comes
Rick, it's actually unmanageable almost.
No, it is unmanageable, but what it is it's another one of these things that allows management to constantly harass the union leadership and to harass the frontline people who are the ones who are just, you know, documenting and taking stories. Because look, I've been there. I was a steward for a number of years. I, you know, did the investigating grievances thing because you got to talk to people. You got to get theirs, each side of the story. You got to figure out if you can, you know, solve it right there and then so that it doesn't become something that snowballs into bigger problems, you know, that hurts morale. And it's just, if you let the system work the way it's supposed to, it works really well. But when you get people like this boogering it up, I see it like you. I think it's unmanageable, but it's more just causing more chaos and more trouble.
Sure. Absolutely. We'll see. It's going to take a while to play out, but I guarantee you within a year you'll hear a lot.
Well, here we go. Let the fun begin. Bob, I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Seriously, I mean, you know, the reality is if you just let the system work the way it's supposed to, it works really well. You solve problems right on the shop floor. You solve problems at the moment they happen. But that's not really what this administration wants. They want dictatorial authoritarian control. that simple. Quick break. Right back.
Radio of, for, and by.